for the joy set before him that he endured the greatest sorrow there's ever been. We can go through sorrow with joy in mind. It doesn't mean, which is it going to be? You got to either choose to be happy or sorrowful. Well, no, you can be a happy person who faces the difficulties of life and losses. And does it mean that somebody's supposed to be happy and rejoice when they hear a diagnosis that their daughter has leukemia? Of course not. Paul uses the term in Corinthians, sorrowful yet always rejoicing. Interesting that he doesn't say rejoicing yet always sorrowful. The default is the rejoicing, always. This is the way that I am because God, our Creator, is also our Redeemer. Romans 8. We are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Nothing shall separate us from the love of Christ. God shall work all things together for good. He who spared not His own Son, how much more will He give us? That's just a few verses at random. Those are our true circumstances. We are loved eternally in a perfect love by a God who promises that even the worst things that happen to us in this life, He will use for our eternal good. Now that is a foundation for not only future happiness, but present happiness that recognizes what lies ahead of us for all eternity.